Well, good morning. How are you guys?
Good morning.
Doing okay? So good to see you all. So our story for today with Jesus is that Jesus goes out into the wilderness, into the desert. Ever been in the desert?
Yeah, we've been to Arizona.
If you've been to Arizona, you've been to the desert, sister. I'll tell you that. Yeah, going to the desert, there's not much there, is there? It's pretty hot.
It's just weird.
Cactus, mountains, rocks, Gila monsters. Uh-huh. Nothing out there. Jesus goes out there for it. Did you hear the story? How long? 40 days and 40 nights.
I died.
And he was fasting the whole time. He didn't have anything to eat the whole time. He was so hungry. Why would he do that? To make a point. I guess. I think, though, he was trying to, you know, that's one of the things people do is they fast. But at the end of 40 days, wouldn't you be really hungry?
Yeah.
And in the story, the tempter comes. And says, slash the desert, the devil, yeah. There's the devil in the desert. I could make a song. The tempter comes and looks at Jesus and he says, are you hungry? If you are the Son of God, make these stones into
bread.
No matter how hungry you were, would you eat a rock?
No.
Funny, some of the kids from the first service said yes.
What?
I know.
Okay.
I mean, you could swallow it. I guess it would kind of fill it up inside, right?
But
you'd have to break it up and eat gravel. But I mean, there's a stone. And Jesus is so hungry. And he says, tempter says, take this stone and turn it into
bread.
Oh, let me see. Yeah. Oh, you want to smell it? You never know where it's been. Oh, what do you smell?
I smell lemon.
A little lemon. It's blueberry. My wife would never eat this, but I love these. So what would you rather have? The rock? Or the bread?
The bread.
So if the tempter came to you and said, if you are the Son of God and you want to prove, I want you to prove that you're the Son of God, turn the stone into a blueberry muffin. You would do that? What does Jesus do?
He doesn't do it.
He doesn't do it. Why not? Don't you think after 40 days he would have wanted this muffin? But he doesn't do it. You know why? Because Jesus doesn't want to prove that he's God with a miracle. Jesus could have done it, but that's not what he does. Instead, he says, man does not live by
bread
alone, by blueberry muffins alone. Yeah, instead, Jesus points to something else. A lot of times we want God to do miracles so we know that God is around. I think that's what the tempter is trying to do. How do we know that God is around? Is it by the fact that God turns stone into bread? Or, for instance, when I bake bread, turns bread into stones? Is it that? No, it's with love. That's how we know that Jesus is the Son of God. Because Jesus loved us so much. No miracles. Didn't need them. Just love. And in the end, after this whole thing in the desert, that's what we hear from Jesus. That he's not going to do miracles. He's not going to rule everything. He's not going to do any of that kind of stuff. Jesus is just going to love you. And that's how we know that Jesus is the Son of God. Thank you. Now, I'm not sure. After the first service, there were more blueberry muffins. If you're lucky, there may be some blueberry muffins after church. If not, I apologize because I had two. You can go back to your places.